It's Monday, the 30th of March. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. We are trembling in our boots. That's the stark warning from Finance Minister Tito Mboweni as South Africa braces from the fallout of a country ratings downgrade at the weekend. The decision by Moody's could not have come at a worse time, he has warned. South Africa, like many other countries, is seized with containing the outbreak of the coronavirus, and the impact of COVID-19 is being felt across the economy, including in the financial markets. The government bond market is set to experience further capital outflows as fund managers with investment-grade mandates will be forced to sell South African government bonds, warns Bloomberg. The interest rate for government households and the broader economy is also expected to increase. While some market participants argue that the impact of a sovereign downgrade has already been priced in, it is difficult to stipulate with certainty the extent. Therefore, says Mboweni, to say we are not concerned and trembling in our boots about what might be in the coming weeks and months is an understatement. South Africa may approach the International Monetary Fund for the first time ever to help with funding to deal with the fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. Now, this is according to the Sunday Times, which reported Finance Minister Tito Mboweni as saying that while he isn't currently considering an emergency budget, he is advocating asking the World Bank and the New Development Bank for assistance. He is quoted as saying, in a conversation with the Reserve Bank and the Treasury, I indicated that we should proceed and speak to the IMF and the World Bank about any facility that we can access for health purposes. Billionaire Patrice Motsepe's family has joined other billionaires in reaching into their own personal wealth to help the country fight the COVID-19 pandemic. As Bloomberg reports, billionaire Patrice Motsepe's family and companies in which he has a shareholding have pledged to spend 1 billion rand on fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. Last week, the families of two of South Africa's richest men, Nicky Oppenheimer and Johann Rupert, also said they'd donate 1 billion each. Sasol, the troubled petrochemicals company, has started producing alcohol for hand sanitizers and disinfectants and prioritizing local supply to help contain the COVID-19 pandemic. Bloomberg says that the oil and chemicals company has come up with a blend of alcohols that can be quickly produced as demand rises in South Africa. It is supplying government entities and essential services in the country ahead of other clients. Its chief executive officer, Friedwood Hrobler, says that over the past few weeks, Sasol has experienced an increase in demand of nearly 400% for alcohol-based products. The company has delivered about 8 million litres to the South African market and its own laboratories in recent weeks. Africa is only 2 to 3 weeks away from the worst of the coronavirus storm, and it needs an emergency economic stimulus of at least $100 billion to boost preventative measures and support its fragile healthcare systems. That's according to the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa. Almost half of the funds could come from waiving interest payments to multilateral institutions. Quoting Vera Songwe, who's based in Washington, she says, if we want to have a fighting chance, we need this support immediately. In the next 2 to 3 weeks, if we act really decisively, we may be able to flatten the curve, and then when the storm comes, it will not be as brutal as we see in Europe. There are more than 3,000 COVID-19 infections in 46 countries across the African continent, and that's according to the Addis Ababa-based Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, the UN warns that the impact of coronavirus is likely to be felt for at least a year to 18 months in Africa, with the loss of lives, jobs, and businesses as economies grind to a halt. For more on COVID-19, what you can do to prevent contracting it, and also for all the information on how it's being dealt with around the world, be sure to check into our Inside COVID-19 podcast with Alec Hogg on biznews.com. Finally, a look at performance on the JSE at the end of the trading week. Among the best performers of the day were Sasol, which gained more than 10%, and Italtal, which gained just over 5%, while the big loser late on Friday was Capitec, shedding more than 17% of its value on the JSE. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.